Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to Hungarian nocturnes by three composers. Children of the Night is what we call tonight's program. Reflecting on the concept of nocturnes from Hungary, of course, put me in the mind of Hungarian actor Bela Lugosi and his famous line from Dracula, "Children of the night, what beautiful music they make." Let's begin with Miklós Rózsa, himself a figure with cinematic connections. Rózsa wrote nearly 100 film scores and won 3 Academy Awards for Spellbound in 1945, A Double Life in 1947, and Ben-Hur in 1959. He was also an active concert composer, with a couple of works, including a violin concerto written for Heifetz. He also wrote concertos for cello, piano, and viola. In the summer of 1962, Rózsa composed a nocturne on a commission from Edward B. Benjamin, a New Orleans millionaire with a fondness for quiet music. However, in order to maintain interest, the composer realized there was no way he could remain quiet for the entire span of the piece. So the nocturne eventually builds to a climax, before returning to the serene mood of the opening. His patron wasn't entirely pleased, though he did draw enjoyment from the quieter parts. The piece was an attempt by the composer to recapture the rare beauty of the nights on his estate in rural Hungary. Here's the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Sedaris, in the Hungarian Nocturne by Miklós Rózsa.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1962 by Miklós Rozsa. That was his Hungarian Nocturne. We've heard the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Sedaris. Our next Hungarian night piece is by Antal Doráty, a figure better known as a conductor. Both Rozsa and Doráty were born in Budapest, within a year of one another, Rozsa in 1907 and Doráty in 1906. While Rozsa studied in Germany at the Leipzig Conservatory, Doráty entered the Franz Liszt Academy, where his teachers included Zoltán Kodály and Leo Weiner for composition and Béla Bartók for piano. Doráty, a fine Bartók interpreter, would later conduct the world premiere of Bartók's Viola Concerto. Doráty, also active as a composer, wrote his Night Music in 1970, a collection of evocative miniatures for flute and orchestra. The work is made up of five movements: Evening Antiphon, Lullaby, Midnight, Insects Round the Flame, and Notte Alta, Dawn. Notte Alta, a poetic term meaning in the dead of night. Here's flutist Alison Young with the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic, conducted by Charles Anthony Johnson. Night Music by Antal Doráty. music dating from 1970 by Antal Dorati, a figure better known as a conductor. We've just heard Dorati's Night Music for flute and orchestra. The flutist was Alison Young, and the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic was conducted by Charles Anthony Johnson. It's an hour of Hungarian nocturnes this week. Children of the Night, you're listening to The Lost Chord. We turn next to one of Dorati's composition teachers, Zoltán Kodály. Unlike Rózsa and Dorati, who were both born in Budapest, Kodály was born in a small town in southern Hungary. He claimed that his first exposure to folk music was through the singing of servant girls in his own home. He rose to become one of the most important figures in Hungarian musical life as composer, ethnomusicologist, and educator. This is a night piece of his, music originally composed in 1906, then revised in 1929 to fulfill a commission from Arturo Toscanini. In this performance, the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by the composer. This is the orchestral idol, Summer Evening, by Zoltán Kodály. music which reached its final form in 1929. That was the orchestral idyll Summer Evening by Zoltán Kodály. We've heard the composer conducting the Budapest Philharmonic Orchestra. And with that lovely work of Kodály, we come to the conclusion of tonight's program, an hour of Hungarian nocturnes. Children of the Night. I'm Ross Amaco. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amaco.